This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I'm Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jocelyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us is...
Dog Trainer. Jasmine, the dog trainer.
Here to answer your training questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Devin Leach.
Thank you, Devin. Also, join me in Costa Rica, October 6th through the 14th. You can call 800-581-8942. The booking number is 1299-885 for reservations and to find out more about the trip by Colette Tours. So join me in tropical Costa Rica. Right now you're listening to Talkin' Pets.
Headlights and I can't see. I feel the wind of the south blowing through the trees. Shaky dreams are killing me. I feel the coals of the fire underneath my feet. I feel the coals of the fire underneath my feet. I'm looking for something.
And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. Welcome along. We'd like to talk with you, so give us a call at 818-818-6401. Don't forget, we are proud that you're listening on your local radio station, and give a shout-out to your general managers and program directors there. But if you're traveling in a car or something like that and you can't get us on radio, you can find us at Alexa, CRN4, tune in. That's all you got to say, and it'll pick up the show right now live, Talkin' Pets. Or you could go to TalkinPets.com and click on Listen Live, or you have an option to watch us on Facebook Live, and you can watch us while you're listening there. And that's at Talkin' Pets Radio.
What?
So we could see you showing up late.
Oh, yeah. Wait, were we already on camera?
Yeah, when you flew into the chair. So traffic was crazy, huh?
Yeah. Did you get the screenshot that I sent you?
No. Oh, is that what that was? Okay.
Yeah,
I didn't know what it was.
I was moving 5 miles per hour coming from my house.
Well, you moved now, so you're on the other side of Talkin' Pets rather than the other side of Talkin' Pets.
Yeah, that traffic is worse.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
Well, traffic in general, everywhere is getting bad, but in Florida, it's getting horrible. But L.A., that's worse than us, so, but kind of miss those rural towns that, you know, you have small roads and little traffic.
I don't miss that.
No?
I grew up, yeah. No, I don't miss that. No. But,
sometimes I do. Sometimes.
That's because there's literally nothing there.
So, we are open to your training questions and your behavior questions. So pick up the phone and give us a call. The number is 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. So when you call that number, you'll speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us, and you're listening to Talkin' Pets. So what's new in the dog world with you? Like, any kind of things that you've been kind of dealing with your, do I say patients or clients?
Patients. It's clients.
Well, patients could be too. I don't know. But with your clients.
Not necessarily anything new. It's always, you know, same types of behaviors being recycled. There's only so many.
So I got to tell you, I went outside. I've got a stray cat, you know, that we call
my name. Wait, you only have one now?
Well, there's her, the mother.
Okay.
And she's got, we call her Sunny, you know, the neighbors. And we kind of take turns feeding her. And but she had kittens. And the kittens are adorable. There's four of them. And they're on my front porch right now, but they're in the hedges.
They moved from the backyard to the front yard?
Yeah, they're sleeping underneath the hedges there.
Oh.
So basically, I went there and I saw them sleeping, and I thought, well, this is going to be my opportunity. So I crawled up and I started, I call her Blondie.
Uh-huh.
There's one little blonde kitten. She's so adorable, and I'm like half tempted to
bring her in the house.
Yeah.
Bring her in the house, John.
And so basically, I was rubbing her belly and she's stretching and liking it. And then all of a sudden, she opened up her eyes. And she's like, this ain't mama.
Oh.
Did she hiss
at you?
She didn't hiss, but she jumped up and she wiggled away.
Oh.
But yeah, they were. And you know, one of the bad things about stray cats, too, I've got to notice that because all the kittens were there and mama was not. I don't know where she was. She was out and about hunting, I guess. And sure enough, what was laying right next to the kittens?
What? A snake?
No.
Oh.
A dead bird.
Oh.
Mama was hunting.
Yeah.
So she brought them back a meal.
Oh.
So.
Ugh. Yeah,
I know.
I know. That's just.
It's sad, but, you know, it's the way of the world. Even like with tigers and everything else, but, you know, and we eat chickens, don't we? So cats are going to eat some birds. But the bad part is when they're eating birds that are like.
Disease or.
Well, that, but more so like ones that are endangered or something, and then they're troubling those. I mean, hence the reason why they like to spay and neuter or trap and release cats, because of the fact that, you know, in some areas of the world where there are so many cats, and I was in Hawaii one time, and I've never seen so many cats in my life as I did in Honolulu one night, and there's a lot of birds there that, you know, they'll feed on that may be threatened or endangered, and so you just got to be careful.
Have you had somebody contacted to try to get them?
No, I want to talk to one of the doctors. I did talk to Sue, and I'm thinking about seeing if I can get. I don't like spaying is a little tough, but there's a male out there, and to cut off his little thingies.
Well, she'll just find another male that's intact.
I don't see too many other cats in my neighborhood, to be honest with you.
Oh, okay.
Very rare. It's usually her and him, and he's.
Well, they had to come from somewhere, weren't they? Aren't they siblings?
He's the dad, and we call him Bruiser.
No, but that's her brother.
That's her dad.
Oh.
Yeah, it's weird.
Oh, no.
Oh, the look says it all.
Yeah. So.
You had to ask.
Hopefully it's only in the cat world, but I know it's not there either. But anyway. But yeah, so it's like it's kitten season. So this is when people are going to start seeing kittens all around. And I'll tell you firsthand, I've never had to other than one kitten that I took in, and I did not have a success with it. A friend found her, and she needed the mom more than she needed me, and she didn't make it. And from my understanding that I found out, the death rate on kittens when you take them in like that is like 50%.
Wasn't she like 6 weeks old?
Yeah, she was very young.
Yeah.
And so the thing is, you got to leave them with the mother for at least 10 to 12 weeks because they need that, you know,
they
care from the mom.
Regulate their body temperature.
Correct.
Yeah.
And, you know, what they get from the mother's milk and so on and so forth. But the bottom line is that you're going to find them as you're out there, anybody walking around. And if you see them by themselves, it doesn't necessarily mean that the mother got killed or strayed away or left them there. The mother goes out and hunts or whatever. Or to be quite honest, I've been observing these and I've been learning a lot from them. The mother tries to get away from the kittens just to have her own rest time where she can sleep and so on and so forth. So she'll go somewhere else, usually within ear's range. So she hears them, because it's interesting to watch who we call Sunny, is that when her head will go right up if she hears her kitten,
mm-hmm.
no matter what the distance is, she hears that. So she's constantly paying attention to what's going on. And if somebody finds, you know, a litter of kittens out there in the woods or whatever, you think you're doing a good thing by taking them in, it necessarily might not be. because Mama's pretty close, and they need Mom for, like I said, 10 to 12 weeks.
Yeah.
So be very careful of what you do when you find them. And mother cats will move them from time to time, and that's what this one did with this litter as well. She's actually moved them 3 times. So for whatever her reasons may be, that's what mama cats do. It might be a protection. It might be the environment. Who knows? But that's her choice. But that's what they do, so pay attention to that. But once again, give us a call, 818-818-6401. This is Talkin' Pets.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Female bonobos find strength in numbers, teaming up to fend off males in the wild, a new study finds. Along with chimpanzees, bonobos are among humans' closest relatives. Scientists have long wondered why bonobos live in generally female-dominated societies, since males are physically bigger and stronger. 3 decades of observations in Congo, the only place the endangered bonobos are found in the wild, lend support to the idea of sisterhood, where female bonobos band together to assert their power, girl power. These girl groups chase male bonobos out of trees, secured food for themselves and females that grouped more ranked higher in their community's social ladder, researchers found. It's very clear that you don't want to overstep as a male bonobo, said study author Martin Serbeck. Findings were published Thursday in the journal Communications Biology. Female bonobos' combined numbers seem to turn the tide against males' physical strength. It's one of the rare times such a strategy has allowed females to come out on top in the animal kingdom. Spotted hyenas similarly found power in groups. Female bonobos linked up even when they didn't have close ties, supporting one another against males and cementing their social standing. The observations show how female bonobos work together and protect themselves from male violence, said biological anthropologist Laura Lewis with University of California, Berkeley. The findings support the idea that humans and our ancestors have likely used coalitions to build and maintain power for millions of years, Lewis, who was not involved with the research, said in an email. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
There are lots of different monkeys on this lovely planet Earth. There are long ones, there are little ones, there are monkeys wide of girth. There are monkeys that live in trees, and those that live in mountain streams. There are those that soak in hot springs, getting lost in their daydreams. But then there are the monkeys who live the way I like to do. And I wanna be a bonobo with you.
I bet you do.
There are monkeys who solve problems.
So once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the Dog Trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
Pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401. That's the number to call,
818-818-6401. Let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound. If you can name this creature, then you can pick a prize. And we do have Vitacraft, Lick and Lap, or Purr Sticks for your cats. We do have from Good Pets Foods. You can go with the supplement treats for your dogs. And we have three different packs that will come to you. A daily probiotic to try, hip and joint, and the daily multivitamin from Good Pets Foods. We have dog books and cat books from Chicken Soup for the Soul. They're the brand new ones. We do have the collapsible water bowl from Talkin' Pets. And a dog bracelet, if you want to go with that. And Devin, what do you got over there?
I got booties for like a chihuahua.
Booty?
Booties.
Oh. Socks.
Jeez. Socks.
Oh,
booties.
Okay.
Socks.
I want to make sure.
And then a harness for a chihuahua.
Why is your face red?
Because you're stealing my stuff. He said booty on the air.
So you got socks for your cats or a chihuahua, small dog.
Yes.
Or you could go with the harness for a chihuahua or like a Pomeranian type dog. So small. If you can identify this creature. So. So what creature makes that sound? And I'll give you a hint. It's named after a sneaker. It's not really named after it, but it has the same name as a sneaker brand. So what is it? 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call, and you can play the game, and you can be a winner, and we will mail you out something. So take a guess at it. 818-818-6401. 818-818-6401. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. So, I've got a little story for you. And I'm sitting here Thursday night doing the prep for the show.
Mm-hmm.
Stories and music and everything like that. And I'm in the house by myself.
Uh-oh.
And outside the French doors is my pool. And as I'm sitting here, it's late night. I was working till at least midnight. And I'm sitting here tired, and all of a sudden, I look, and there's this huge swell in my pool.
Hmm.
Like a wave that caused the water in the pool to go over the sides. So I'm sitting there, and I'm like, what could that be? And I'm thinking, it's kids. They jump my privacy fence, and they're in my pool.
At 12?
You never know.
Oh, yeah.
So it was a big wave. And then all of a sudden, I didn't stand up yet, but then I'm like, oh no, there's an alligator in my pool. And then I'm just like, I stood up, I looked out the French doors, I felt like I was in a scene from Scream, you know, like something was going to be out there to get me. And as I looked, I didn't see anything right away, but the water rippling. And then I walk out, put the pool light on, and what's in the pool?
A cat?
Two cats.
Who?
I still have not, from the hurricane, got my screens fixed in the pool.
Uh-huh.
And they fell through the top screen that is missing, landed in the pool. They must have been fighting on my pool cage.
Oh, my gosh.
So then all of a sudden, I go out there, and I saw the one, which ended up being Bruiser, the dad cat.
Oh.
And then some other cat, which is one that I've never seen before. It was like a leopard. It looked like a leopard. And so then all of a sudden they get out. And then what happens?
They start fighting in your pool deck?
No. Oh. They start climbing my cage.
Oh, my gosh.
And what happens as they're climbing the pool cage?
They rip the screen.
They rip the screens open. And I was like, I can't win. And then I went out there, and I finally opened up one door, and I opened the other door, and I tried. I couldn't touch them because they were feral. I didn't want to get ripped open myself. And then all of a sudden, I got them out. The next day, I went out. I was like, oh, I can't win. I still didn't even get the hurricane screens fixed. And now it looks like Freddy Krueger was out at my pool that night. And
oh my god! Well, at least the girls weren't out there.
No, thankfully for that. Thank God.
Yeah.
But, you know, they also decided to...
Shadow would have tried to duke it out with them.
They killed my lemon tree that was out by the pool.
How?
They fell on it and broke it all in pieces.
Oh,
and
no.
They also punctured every one of my pool floats.
What?
I'm like, I don't have the money to fix my pool the way it is, let alone now. It's just going to look like, you know.
Oh, my gosh.
So it's like, anyway, well, there you go. Hey, it could have been worse.
It could have.
It could have been an alligator. Or it could have been Freddy Krueger.
Could have been a kid.
Yeah, true. Hey, pick up the phone, give us a call. When we come back, we're going to go out to Murfreesboro. So don't go away. We'll be right back with Wesley. This is Talkin' Pets.
When it seems your friends desert you, there's somebody thinking of you.
Molly, here's your dinner. Zeus, that's not your food.
Don't let that happen to your precious cat. Elevate your cat's eating experience with the Cat Tree Tray. The Cat Tree Tray keeps your cat's food off the floor and conveniently located on the cat tree. It's the perfect way to eat. It's a beautiful wrought iron tray that easily attaches to your cat tree and keeps dogs and other critters out of your cat's dish. A must for multi-pet households. There's a 6-inch tray for large bowls and a 4-inch tray for smaller bowls. Purchase your Cat Tree Tray today. Go right now to cattreetray.com. That's cattreetray.com. CATTREETRAY.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Above, you make my sad heart jump with joy. And when you're near,
this is the Andrews Sisters. I love the Andrews Sisters. I'm telling you, I lived during this period because I love swing music. I love the Andrews Sisters. If there is reincarnation, I was very familiar with these sounds.
I know you said you like that song. So.
I do. I love it. This is the animal sound. And out to Wesley in Murfreesboro, Tennessee. Hey, Wesley, how you doing?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Good. Good to have you on with us. How's the weather out there in the Nashville area?
You know, it's rainy. We've had a ton of rain. Missed soccer today, but we're going to make it.
Can I tell you, I love your accent.
Well, most people do, right? Like, it's Southern charm.
Everybody, it's cool.
Loves Southerner, right?
Yep, 100%. My friend Scott's that way. He's got that accent as well, and it does wonders for him when we're out in a bar. I'll just leave it at that. So what do you think, Wesley? What creature is this?
Well, I was going to say those two cats fighting in your pool that you were talking about. That'd be my unofficial take, but no, it's a puma.
Wow. Congratulations.
Awesome job.
Yeah.
So did you get it from my hint about the sneaker?
Yeah, the sneaker gave it away, but that, okay. I'm glad that you gave that. That'd have been a tough one without the sneaker.
It would have been tough, but well, yeah, I guess it would have been tough. A lot of people probably would have went lion, tiger, cougar. You know, it would have taken a while, but yeah, the sneaker was a good hint. What do you want to go with? We have the dog books, the cat books, and Chicken Soup for the Soul. I've got cat treats from Vitacraft, Lick and Lap purr sticks. I've got dog treat supplements from Good Pets Foods. I've got a bracelet, collapsible water bowl. I've got little socks.
I'll tell you what, we'll do the dog treats. Little Susie the Scotty, well, she'll love that.
Okay, they're from Good Pets Foods. It's a mix up of daily probiotics, the multivitamins, and the hip and joint. So try them and let us know what you think.
We sure will. Appreciate
Stay on the line, Wesley. We'll get your address and ship those out to you. Thanks so much.
Hey,
thanks for
y'all.
Playing along.
Once again, that's Wesley out there in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, listening on WGNS. So, an Oklahoma boy had dreamed of owning an octopus since he was 2 years old. But when his dream became reality, he suddenly ended up with 50 of them when his pet gave birth. Cal Clifford, 9 years old, cried with joy when his parents gave him the tank he would soon use to hold his new pet octopus. The octopus itself was delivered in a plastic bag to the family. Cal and his family named the octopus Terrence. And their whole experience with their new pet was documented on TikTok. Terrence loves to welcome us every time we visit her. "Hi, eight," said Cal in a video on TikTok. Within weeks, Cal's dad, Cameron Clifford, says the family found out that the octopus was female. Terrence, newly redubbed Terry, started acting weird, just as not leaving the cave in her tank. Then, they noticed she had laid eggs, but no one imagined they'd be fertilized. The uh-oh moment was definitely when the first one hatched. The egg hatched right in the father's hand as he examined it. Suddenly, one octopus had become many. Cal got emotional as he took a first look at the hatchlings, 50 in total. Each baby had to be cared for in a separate container. The babies will actually cannibalize each other. Isn't that a special family? You want to grow up in that one, don't you? They were given names like Rocket Larry, Squid Cootie, Swim Shady, JC, and Seance. The family learned that octopuses make for expensive pets. Leaks in the tank system required vacuuming carpets and relaying ruined floors. Almost like a pool cage. "I miss my son's favorite animal had been a hamster," said Clifford. "But almost half of the baby octopus survived, and they are destined for educational institutions. Sadly, Terry died just a few months later and was buried in the Clifford's backyard. It's typical for her species of octopus that the mom dies after laying eggs. Octopus generally live between 1 to 5 years, according to the American Veterinary Medical Association. Visit TalkinPets.com for more news and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch. Catchy.
Yeah.
There's a song for everything.
There is. There definitely is. 818-818-6401. Come on. If you got a training question, now who doesn't have a training question? I mean, when you first get your puppy or your dog, and you know what? I saw a story the other day, Jasmine, the dog trainer, on older dogs. And it makes a lot of sense for people that are busy or maybe, you know, live alone, or maybe if they do have kids, and it's a well-behaved older dog that ends up in a shelter or a rescue because, for the most part, a lot of those dogs already know where to go to the bathroom, correct?
Yeah. I mean, you can definitely find an older dog that is already potty trained. I joined this group on Facebook where it's, you know, a rehome website, and it's heartbreaking how many people are rehoming their dogs every single day that are like 4 to 10 years old. Like, oh, I have to move. I need to rehome my dog. That blows my mind. How do you have a dog since it's a puppy? And then, yeah. Anyway.
That blows my mind as well.
But they can tell you about the dog's history. Gets along with kids. Hasn't been around cats. So you already know, like, what that dog's temperament is like, you know, generally speaking. Of course, they can develop behaviors in a different environment, even if it's an older dog. They can develop new behaviors. But you can absolutely adopt an older dog that is 2 to 10 years old. If you have a busy schedule and you don't necessarily have time to potty train a dog, it's not as much of a process to get them into the swing of things in your house versus a brand new puppy.
And you don't got to go through the
biting.
Well, the vaccines as well, in the beginning, because they hopefully already have those at their age.
Mm-hmm.
And the biting, like you were saying, too, because, yeah. I mean, a lot of puppies love to chew.
Mm-hmm.
I got a question for you, and I'm curious on what you're going to say about it. So, pet products. Like, you see ones out there that look like shoes. And all of a sudden, you got a puppy in your house, a new puppy, or a dog, whatever, older dog. And they decide to chew on your slippers, your boots, your sneakers, but then here you are giving them a toy that looks like a shoe.
I don't like the idea of that for that very reason. You know, like there's some that look like flip-flops. She just licked my toe. Your cat is so weird.
That wasn't me that licked her toe. That was my cat.
Winter has been licking my boot, too, so.
My one cat, Winter, she likes to lick, and she likes
it's
to...
It's the strangest thing.
She'll nip you, too.
Yeah, she'll headbutt you, and then if you don't pay attention to her, she bites you.
Yep.
Like, that'll get your attention.
Yep. She gives you a little nip to say, hey, look at me.
Yes.
She left the studio after you ignored her.
We embarrassed her. We were talking.
Apparently.
But, so I'm not a fan of giving them objects. I've seen people give their dog old shoes that they don't want anymore because, oh, the dog already chewed it. Well, no, now you're reinforcing that, like, shoes are toys.
Right. And that's the thing that confused me is, like, I see them on the shelves, and I'm like, why would you give your dog a shoe?
So it's, you know, the toys that look like slippers, they're fuzzy and all of that stuff. If you wear fuzzy slippers, your kids wear fuzzy slippers, that's not a good idea. However, you know, with the shoe thing, other objects, it doesn't smell like, you know, our shoes that we put on our feet because that has our scent of our feet in it. But if you give them old slippers to chew on that you've had on your feet, they don't know the difference between it's okay for me to chew on this slipper, but not the slippers that you want to wear every day. Did that say blah, blah, blah?
Yep. But it is true, though. I mean, what you're saying. That just bewilders me that when you see these companies that sell things like stuff that is yours, like that you paid for a lot of money for or whatever, and that you don't want to be destroyed. And here you're giving the example of here, rip apart this shoe.
Right.
Not a good idea.
Nope.
So that's not a good training technique.
Right? No, it's not.
Well, once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. When we come back, we had a story from Devin, but we want to hear from you guys. So if you do have a comment or a question, we're open for it. 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone and give us a call. I'm John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
I'm Devin Leach.
818-818-6401. And don't forget, come to Costa Rica with me. Give Colette Tours a call. 800-581-8942. Booking number 1299-885. This is Talkin' Pets.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio.
So this is actually Agnes singing this song, Release Me.
Who's Agnes?
She won Sweden Idol.
Oh, okay.
Like we have American Idol, they have Sweden Idol.
Okay.
And I spent the night with her in downtown in Ybor at an event.
Oh,
and,
nice.
So she was really nice. So that's her up there, up on the wall. Got a picture of her.
Oh, okay.
And so I have a lot of pictures of people in my studio. Sometimes you'd see them if you're watching this on Facebook Live at Talkin' Pets Radio. And a lot of different people that I met and so on and so forth. But she was really nice. Very, very nice. Pretty girl. Do you watch American Idol?
Yeah.
Yeah, I watch it. And
I mean, not in the more recent years. Do they still do it?
Yeah.
It's
on right now. Actually, Alex Miller right there, he's been on the show with us a couple of times. That's his latest CD, Alex Miller, Miller Time. And he's a country singer. He's got a great voice. And he's been with us a couple of times. Nice guy. So, but yeah, there's actually some decent TV on there. And I like American Idol. I like The Voice, though, too. So we've had a couple of people
for
The Voice on.
I like the beginning elimination rounds of American Idol is always pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
You like watching the cringeworthy, you know,
yes.
You just want to see those people get booed off.
She wants to watch the She Bang guy again.
Yes. He did pretty well for himself.
No. Yeah, actually, there's some pretty good singers on there. It's amazing. You know, there's a lot of talent in the country. And,
yeah.
And the thing is that a lot of it's luck and timing. And American Idol and The Voice have just, like, projected people forward.
Yeah. My daughter auditioned for America's Got Talent.
Manny?
Mm-hmm. And? Yeah, back in, this was, like, in 2000.
We've had a couple of people from America's Got Talent on. I had the dogs that won, I think, 2 years ago. She came on with, you know, the dogs.
Oh, the dancing dogs?
Yeah, I had one of the singers on,
okay.
a guy that was homeless, and he actually put out a CD somewhere in this studio. But he's great. He sounded like Dean Martin kind of sound. He was amazing. And there's some good things out there. There's some good programming still on TV. But there's some great programming on radio, and there's some bad programming on radio. But if you're a pet lover, you need to be listening to us, and you need to call. So we don't want to do all the talking for you, but we will. 818-818-6401, that's the number. But before we end this hour, I'm going to give away to someone, if they call Sydney right now, some Vitacraft Lick and Lap for your cat. So if you've won in the last 90 days... you can't win again. But if you haven't won in the last 90 days, call, and we're going to send it out to you. And I'll tell you, it's amazing. The Lick and Lap, it's five pouches inside that box. And basically, you squeeze it out of a tube, and cats go
crazy
for it.
Is it like gravy or more like a paste?
It's like a paste.
Okay,
it's like
got
a creamy paste.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, I became best friends with the cat outside, the one that's feral, Sunny. And I put some of it over her food that I feed her, like the dry food. And I put it over there last night, and I was out there with her, and then I started petting her.
And she let you touch her?
Yeah.
Oh.
She let me pet her back. First time, she did a little, you know.
Yeah.
And then after that, she was like, okay. And then I got to pet her. And then I thought, okay, I'm going to back off now. I'm not going to force myself on you. I'm just, you know, want to kind of break the ice a little bit.
Yeah.
She's coming around.
Have you ever put, like, flea and tick meds in her food?
No.
Oh.
No, that's not a bad idea, though, because
yeah.
I do have some things here that I can probably help her with.
Yeah.
So that's thanks for that. I didn't think about that. But especially in the season now, once, you know, the temperatures are going to get warmer and warmer,
mm-hmm.
A lot of the places across the country, you're seeing fleas and ticks now sooner. Because
they're not dying off.
Right. The temperatures are so warm that they're out there everywhere. So, yeah, and this summer it doesn't seem like it's going to get any better. It seems like it's pretty much going to be hotter and hotter and hotter. So, but there is no such thing as climate change.
No, of course not.
No, never heard of it.
That's crazy talk.
Oh, yeah. The storms aren't getting worse. Tornadoes all over the place.
They said that this year they're expecting there to be a Category 6, a new category opening. Is it
for the hurricanes?
Yeah.
Well, hasn't been.
Oh, don't tell me that. I dealt with Helene last year and Milton, both of them, and yeah. I'm still not fixed.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Deal with it as I can. But once again, you are listening to Talkin' Pets. We thank you for listening in this hour of Talkin' Pets. But it's closing time.
Closing.
For this hour. 818-818-6401 is the number to call. Don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. And if you do have a vet in your area that is willing to do it, it's good to get them spayed, which I think I'm going to try to get this one done out here. So, from myself, John Patch.
Jasmine the dog trainer.
Devin Leach.
We say goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets. Thanks for joining us, and happy weekend.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.